recording.
We're back.
We're on the podcast now.
We're doing a podcast now.
We did it. And it's been like 2.5 years, and we've all been constantly on Zoom calls and on Teams meetings and on Google Meets, and we have learned absolutely nothing because it took us about 45 minutes to start recording this one Zoom.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's been exactly 3 years. Mm-hmm. Exact. I'm the dick.
No.
3 years.
Are you kidding?
It's because I've been at a self-prescribed.
Do you, hold on, Mr. Vincent, do you make these idioms up?
You see, yes, certainly.
Excellent news.
I've heard on the nut.
So
I like both.
Here's how I know, because right after our last record, I went straight to a hospital and had a self-prescribed 3-year coma. So I've been in a coma for 3 years. And I just actually came straight from the hospital. Well, my hair is long.
Oh, yes.
So I just got down here. I haven't Googled anything yet, but everything seems like the same. Is everyone just still going wild for Baby Yoda?
Even wilder.
100%. So what's up? What's been going on, guys?
I do want to say that.
Heard something about a plague on mankind. I don't know.
Yeah,
remember how worried we were about the president?
Yes. Oh yeah, the worst president. Oh, how's Trump doing in his second term, by the way?
So far, so good. Actually,
he's chilled out.
He has been tempered. God, oh man, that's a crazy quick highlight reel, right? Like, if you did wake up from a coma, what would be the first things I told you? Okay, Trump's been indicted. He's not president. Joe Biden is somehow the president of the United States, and it's going okay.
Yeah, it's like it's like a car that's stalled.
Yeah.
It's like it's not going into a ditch, but it is. It's also not really going anywhere.
Like, the future of the free world literally hangs in the hands of 3 or 4 people that are all very close to death.
Perilously close to death.
Yeah,
my rights should probably are.
One did Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God rest her, and like I hope there's
we lost RBG
heaven.
When I was in the coma.
Yeah,
shit.
When you were down, so that happened. Roe v. Wade was overturned. There was a huge pandemic. Millions died.
It's illegal to be trans in Florida now.
Yeah, okay. And Texas
and Mississippi
and Utah.
So
wait, actually it's mostly illegal. Yeah,
so it's been a little stressful out here. I got a good nap in,
honestly. No,
it's pretty chill in Duluth.
We've been gardening. Sourdough 100% at this point.
Yeah, like literally everyone can make a sourdough.
Oh,
about a sourdough.
Sierra Mist is now Starry, so it's a little confusing. God. But
there's still Sierra Mist, the new guy in the lemon lime soda trade, already tapping out. It couldn't hack it.
What? They are now Starry, which
is that like a Gen Z thinking. Like is that like a woke soda?
So no, I think that maybe it is woke soda.
But I bet there's antioxidants.
There isn't.
Oh,
they
shit.
Switched the sugar.
Probiotics.
Okay, so Sierra Mist used to have real sugar, and Starry has high fructose corn syrup.
No.
Oh, nice. Oh, we don't want that.
What do you do? I don't know. Like, it's a lot of potent. They're like meta calories. High fructose corn syrup.
Meta calories.
Yeah, your brain's like, how do you make a laser noise? Well, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah. Guys, we're back in Parka Park Studios.
We
made it.
Yeah,
and it's looking good in here. There's a new lamp.
Yeah. It looks like Richard Scarry. Did anybody have
Richard Scarry? Oh my God, Busy World, Huckle Cat, Bully Worm, Bananas Gorilla, dude.
The best.
There was lots of Lederhosen.
Why are you like
good
this?
Point.
It's good point. Like there's a
I consume media as like sustenance. Like I absorb it. Like it's this like my corpuscles. Like absorb like the.
I feel weird that you brought up your corpuscles.
It absorbs like the chlorophyll, and it's all just media.
Deidre Bushman.
That's how I was raised.
Hey, did you grow up in Duluth?
No.
Sorry to cut you off.
That's fine. I'll remember.
Okay.
Metro suburbs.
Okay. Just curious because I got a very crazy phone call yesterday that Richard Scarry kind of made me think of this. from the Duluth News Tribune. And I was like, oh, what are, you know, there's a number of reasons they could be calling.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They were calling to ask me about Bluther.
Oh, what? The fuck?
And I had like a...
You have a deep relationship with Bluther.
Yes. And so I had a response that I don't think the reporter was at all expecting.
How could they be?
Where I just like... I turned bright red. I started laughing hysterically and like was, yeah, it had a very like emotional effect on me.
One can imagine.
Like body wise. Yeah. So Bluther was this mascot that our local PBS station created.
The birthday?
Yes.
The birthday Bluther? Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
How do you know?
Because my grandparents were up here and I spend a lot of weekends here. And today we're singing yes. Happy birthday yes. to Jenny Olson. And
so many times.
Yes. Yeah,
so many Jenny Olsons.
Yeah, a lot of Jenny Olsons.
And they're like, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yes.
They play that in the background.
Yeah, the blue guy. He's waving.
Like this.
Perpetually. Okay, so that's Bluther. Yes. Got it.
So in my house, so Lucy loves.
Listener, I
love,
tell you, love, it was love. A mechanical yeah. wave. It was a very mechanical wave.
Yes.
By a giant fur, like Bluther, for nobody. Look it up. Google it. Definitely
you can't.
Google it.
You can't.
Lucy so is your child. Yes. Lucy's your child because you're a breeder.
Yes. Lucy is my okay. child. I did at one Crash point blossom. Breed. And Lucy was the outcome. Lucy grew up on PBS Kids and loved every minute of it, except was completely terrified by Bluther.
That's fair.
And so it's like,
giant.
It was,
giant
it stuff. Loomed large in my household.
Yeah.
It for that reason, like Lucy wasn't afraid of many things, but
yeah.
was yeah. sense this like malevolent force from
yeah.
Luther.
Yeah.
So that's well, why
folks Google or YouTube Bluther.
So,
WDTPT,
so
you can't what?
So that's the other part of Luther that makes
Google
Luther
right
a little
now.
Bit more cursed.
I'm gonna find it right now.
Is that you can't really find
but
images
he, did
of Luther.
He exist even?
He does because I have
Snuffleupagus.
I have like a maybe Reddit has it.
Well, that would be definitely
yeah.
You know,
I have
or anywhere.
I have kind of like a whole little crew, like a subculture of mm-hmm. these Bluther people.
Are you
seeing their
Luther
own pictures?
Survivors or are you Luther fans?
Survivors?
A mix of both.
Oh, how's
the,
it going with that search?
I'm immediately, I'm immediately furious that yeah. I can't find it. I hate that you're right. It makes me fucking sick. I can see, it lives in my brain though. I can see Luther.
So listener, if anybody out there has got access to any Luther proof at all that this was not a collective hallucination, we need it. We need it.
We do need
send
it.
Send it our way.
Yes, we do need it. Okay, so there's going to be this article in the paper and that will begin, like that will kickstart some Bluther content.
Cascade.
Sick.
I guess he has, this reporter said, he'd amassed some like candid photos that were taken like in the early days of like digital disposable
yeah.
cameras of like Bluther and Razzleberry, who's
oh
like
my
another
God,
character, hanging out at the studio, like
wow.
candid photos of them,
smoking.
Which are, yeah, like they sound just extremely cursed to me.
I'd like to introduce you to my diabolical photo reel. That's why you can't find them. Anybody who looks at it is vaporized.
I mean,
or a
it is very weird.
Inhabits your
it
body.
Is very weird that there aren't any images.
That
There's
is,
no
that's
screen.
A, I believe you just call TPT. Did the guy like forget to call like the PBS? There's like the local too. Do you forget like you could do that? What kind of journalist is this guy? What's his name? What's his
call
name?
Mary Tennis.
What's his name?
I don't remember, and he was awesome.
Listen, journalist, get on the pod, defend yourself.
No,
you're coming on.
He is doing a large story on this.
We'll see about
yeah,
I'll be the judge of that.
He's talked to some people, and that's what led him to me. That's how good of a journalist he is that somebody led him to me, knew that Bluther was this important force in my life.
Is Bluther the new topic of the pod? Because it was presidents. And is it now like
well,
obscure
okay.
public television
so,
stars?
You know, look, I still am on the president thing, but a
yeah.
lot has changed
yeah.
in the last 3 years, including the advent of the chat bots.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm
busy.
Box.
I'm a busy person. I have things to do.
Yeah.
I don't have time to research or create content. So I went ahead and just had a friendly.
We're fine with the implications. It's okay. We'll just, that's fine.
So to be clear for the audience listening at home, I made it very clear that I am preparing nothing. That's my value I add to this experience.
It is a position I'm taking.
It's not accidental. It's not that I couldn't read the outline that Mary sent yesterday. I said I will not. I want to be surprised. I'm raw dogging it.
Mm-hmm. I read it. I did read it.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
That sounds cool.
You really missed out.
It's like, not.
Well, we're gonna live it. Are we living it right now?
Well, not. We can't.
You are
we
not.
Can't.
We
what?
Can't. It's an. It's. You can't.
I thought it was an outline for the pod.
No, it does not.
No. It is. It is a podcast.
But I really like.
It is a podcast.
Oh, it's a podcast.
That
is, okay.
AI that was right? created by ChatOn. So, you know, the best of the best. And I wanted him to, or it to do a little something about Ronald Reagan. And so it,
like, take care
great
of
guy, great actor.
Can so, you do something about Ronald Reagan?
My first,
too late.
My first prompt.
I'm sorry.
It's been mid.
Dude, early. I'm with some early 90s punks, folks. If you didn't know, the Tennis Sisters, Alaska Born.
Yes, that's right.
We finally get to do something mm-hmm. about Ronald Reagan.
Yes, we've been waiting.
A little late, dudes.
Can we just put a pin in something that's bothering me as a 90s person? Like, the word
look,
sucks.
I'm not putting my parrot away, but the parrot stays with me through the whole record. I know it's staring at you. Just let it stare at you.
And don't put a pin in it.
I have a crazy parrot story for you. It's short, but not right now. So, sus.
What? Not right now?
No. Let's save the parrot story okay. for later. Okay. The word sus. I'm on the sus equator. Like, sus is sus out for me.
No, yeah, it's different for
suspect.
Me.
Now it's a new sus.
Yeah, suspect.
Yeah, right. So now, like, I want to use sus. I want to continue to, but I can't. Can I not?
You
can
do whatever the hell you sussy. Want.
Sus quit out. Talking about my sussy.
Sussy. Oh my God. What even is a sussy? I know what a bussy is. And I obviously know what a pussy is. Did you say bussy? Yeah.
Pass. That's how it's pronounced.
So what's a Stussy? Wait, that's a brand of clothes, isn't it?
No, that's Stussy.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
This is not a hype beast podcast.
Let's go back to Ronald Reagan. I think this is actually the perfect transition.
He's incredibly sus.
Could be described as a highly suspect individual.
We'll suss out how sus he
yes,
is.
I asked
and how susceptible he is to
well.
Our critique.
Yeah, I like yeah. that. Thank you.
So, like I said, I could probably, you know, I could have done this myself, but I thought, no, this is going to be fine. And I know that we, you know, we pride ourselves wrong. On.
You guys ever think about how when you ever have to tell yourself this is going to be fine? You're in real trouble. Anyway, continue.
Yes.
It absolutely never is.
That's how you
there's
stop
a reason
a
you're having to tell yourself something.
When this something is fine. Actually fine, yeah. You don't think this is
fine. I am having a normal one at the moment. A totally complete
like going to the grocery store. Yeah. You're not like, this is
I mean, the world right now is collectively telling itself, this is
oh, yeah.
Okay.
What I
one,
like the
one
most
step at
about
a time,
this
baby steps.
Fine.
Like the weather.
That's what I love most about this.
I like how fine this is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Minneapolis right now has like sinkholes like every other avenue because the weather has been it was like 90 degrees and then it was like 30 degrees and sleeting and
talk
the
about
earth is like literally opening broken. Up and
dude,
like swallowing things and everyone's
sinkhole.
Like this is fine
Anna this fucking block
I'm sorry
it's
dude.
Riddled
yes
dude. Just and, like, and then we got Mayor Larson up in her ivory tower up there
no
looking down at
I don't think that's
chortling
I don't think that's
drinking scotch and chortling
twirling her eyebrows because she does not have an admirable mustache.
Anyway,
it is hard to drive. They're affectionately called potholes, but that is an inadequate description. This is not like an old lady complaint anymore. It used to be a NIMBY complaint to be like, oh, the potholes. But now,
driving. How'd you know the name of my parrot is NIMBY? It's staying quiet. It's staying quiet. It's fine. It's not going anywhere.
I love you, NIMBY. NIMBY, would you like a cracker?
It doesn't talk.
Oh, shit. NIMBY's super introverted, and I just totally.
You don't need to assume all the parrots talk.
Yeah, don't assume on parrots.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Yeah, sorry about that.
What are we doing?
Okay, so.
Reagan.
So I asked the chatbot to write something about Reagan, and I was like, but I know, I don't want a straight, like, Wikipedia, like, facts kind of thing. Treatment of Reagan. We can all get that. So I said, maybe you should write a skeptical podcast about Reagan, chatbot.
That's okay.
And so here it goes. Just read a little bit out of this.
An excerpt. Should we
this
act
is lengthy.
Let's see.
So there's
transmission music plays.
Yes, right. And then there's just a host.
Oh, it's just the host talking.
Yep.
One host. Okay,
great. There are other projections. There's other ones.
Okay.
This is the first one.
Okay. How about this? How about you read the first article, the first paragraph, and then I'll read the paragraph, and then she'll read a paragraph, and we'll see how this goes.
Okay. So welcome to our podcast, where we will be discussing the history of the Reagan presidency, but from a skeptical perspective. Says it right there. Ronald Reagan was the 40th president of the United States, who served from 1981 to 1989. He was a transformative leader who left an indelible mark on American history.
The only thing trans about him.
But not all of it was positive.
Skeptical. Oh my God.
I'm also going to live fact check this. I'm going to live fact check this also, folks.
Transition music plays.
Okay. All right, and then you say popcorn, and then I read.
Popcorn.
Okay. While Reagan is often praised for his conservative policies and his role in ending the Cold War, his presidency was not without controversy. One of the biggest criticisms of Reagan's presidency is his economic policies, commonly referred to as Reaganomics. Reagan's economic policies focused on tax cuts for the wealthy, deregulation, and reducing social welfare programs. Transition music plays.
Okay. While Reagan's policies did result in economic growth, they also led to a widening gap between the rich and the poor. The poverty rate increased during his presidency, and many Americans were left struggling to make ends meet. Reagan's deregulation policies also contributed to the savings and loan crisis of the late 1980s, which cost taxpayers billions of dollars. This is skeptical.
Okay, it is skeptical. Yeah. So the chat bot is doing exactly what you asked to do. Here's what one thing you might have forgotten. Make it funny.
Okay. Well, I did.
You did.
I'm really glad you said that.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Because I was like, this is great. A little dry. Thank you. Like, but yeah, it's a little dry. And and we were funny. We like to laugh. So instead I said, let's try to make it funny. So without further ado.
Welcome to the Ronald Reagan's Wild Ride podcast, where we explore the wacky and wild moments of the Reagan presidency. I'm your host, Joe. And with me today is my co-host, Sarah. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing great, Joe. I'm really excited to dive into some of the craziness that went down during the Reagan years.
Me too, Sarah. Let's start with one of my favorite moments, the time Reagan fell asleep during a cabinet meeting.
God, that's hilarious. What happened?
Well, apparently Reagan nodded off after a few minutes, and when he woke up, he said, I hope I didn't snore too loud.
Oh, classic Reagan.
Laughing.
Classic. But let's not forget about one of the most bizarre moments of the Reagan presidency. The time he declared ketchup a vegetable. I mean, technically, it does come from a tomato.
True, but I don't think anyone was convinced by that argument.
Definitely not. But let's talk about the time Reagan got caught on a hot mic.
Oh, yeah, the We Begin Bombing in 5 Minutes incident. That was a close call.
It sure was. Bombing. Reagan was joking around before a radio address, and he made a comment about bombing the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, the mic was still on, and the whole world heard it.
It's a good thing the Soviets didn't take it seriously.
Yeah, that would have been a disaster.
All right, here's my thoughts on how this is going, is that what it did was make it funny by adding in brackets laughter at like every line. That's like chatbot.
When you're reading it, it's kind of just a litany of really terrible policy.
It's a descent into totally rueful, like becoming increasingly rueful and you know, destroyed internally while you're in it.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not so, like the Reaganomics.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, very much so. American trickle down.
Economics.
It trickles down into something very like sad and dark. And so I agree. And I also was like, you know.
Is this the void?
Nope. Keep going.
I feel like it's all right.
Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I know what's out there and I know what's popular. People love murder. They love murder in their podcast.
Oh, you know what I love about my partner is like when I go, I know I have no choice in it, and she will not be indicted. She's really, Katie's very good. I know it's going to be poisoning, and yeah. I know there's going to be zero evidence.
Lady's choice.
It's a great let's just spend a second with that though, because I do think that's a joke, you know, like it's a trope that women are poisoners.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that. That's a combination of some pretty nice characteristics. Like there's a gentleness to it, as well as being undetectable.
Oh, kind of romantic.
It's a little romantic. Yeah.
I think it's like terribly painful.
Not always.
Wow.
Depends on the poison.
Love hurts, you know.
What way of being murdered is it? And what way of dying just generally? Like, unless you just die in your sleep, which is a way of poisoning someone. If I have ever been suspected of poisoning, this podcast is going to be a problem.
Okay, this is a great conversation and we could probably go on all day. And chatbot said, yes, please.
Let's do it.
I would like to talk about murder and rig. So without further ado,
all right. Welcome to the Reagan Murder Mystery Podcast, where we explore the dark and mysterious events surrounding the Reagan presidency. I'm your host, Detective Jones. And with me today is my co-host, Investigator Smith. How are you doing today, Smith?
Doing well, Detective. I'm excited to dive into the investigation surrounding the Reagan presidency.
As am I, Smith. And today we're going to explore the mysterious death of CIA Director William Casey.
Yes, Casey's death was shrouded in mystery, indeed. He died shortly after Reagan's second inauguration in 1985, and many speculate foul play was involved.
That's right, Smith. Casey was a key figure in the Iran-Contra scandal, and some believe he was silenced before he could reveal any damaging information. Jesus Christ.
It's a possibility, Detective. There are also rumors that Casey was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and his death was a result of natural
causes. Oh my God! What the fuck? True, Smith. And let's not forget about the strange circumstances surrounding Casey's death. He was hospitalized for brain surgery, and his wife and daughter denied visitors access to him, including the vice president and the president.
I think we also forgot to put funny on this one.
If anybody has been sort of teetering on the fence of like the benevolence of AI, like when AI takes over, will the AI have a sense of humor? This is AI's sense of humor.
We're killing it.
So you need to get yourself ready. to roll at that level.
That is suspicious. And it's also strange that Casey's death certificate listed his cause of death as pneumonia, even though he had just undergone brain surgery.
You can get pneumonia of the brain surgery. Exactly.
I'd give that one another go.
Agreed, Smith, but the mystery surrounding Casey's death is just one of the many dark events that occurred during the Reagan presidency. No public funeral or memorial services held for Casey, which is unusual for someone of his stature.
It definitely raises some red flags, Detective. But without hard evidence, it's difficult to determine what really happened. Yes, and it's a reminder that even those in positions of power are not immune to tragedy and, well, suspicion.
That's right, Smith. And that's all the time we have for today. Join us next time. No! I mean,
yeah, I'm not joining this one.
Tell us the rest of the stuff immediately. What the fuck?
Yeah, right. I mean,
is every president like this? Can we AI investigate all of them?
Yes. Yeah,
you into funny it. Podcast form.
Yes, yeah. It could be Garfield. It could be McKinley. It could be Jackson, Johnson, whoever you want.
I have to tell you something, both of you.
Okay.
And this is embarrassing for me.
We can smell it. We know if you need to take a break, we can pause. Do you need to go to the bathroom?
What are you both talking about right
hey,
now?
Hey, what are you talking about?
I am trying to tell you. I'm not that into talking about presidents.
Here's what I was going to say. Okay. Coming into today, and honestly, over the last 3 years, I wasn't in a coma. That was a bit. So many times, at least a dozen times, I've been confronted with the opportunity to share some knowledge about Woodrow Wilson or McKinley.
Yeah.
And I remember precisely zero fucking information about any of those presidents after
looks
doing
like
this podcast.
Sam the Eagle? Is that
I look like such an absolute do you know how stupid you look when you're playing trivia with someone? It's like, who was, I don't even remember which one it was, who was William McKinley's attempted assassin? What was their name? It's like, I did a whole podcast about this. I don't fucking know.
No,
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, so we could just do all those presidents all again.
We could.
Yeah, we can just do all those episodes. Going to be fresh for me.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I wrote them, and I still don't remember a lot of the details.
Okay,
so.
Good.
You're just saying that to make us feel better.
No, it's true.
God, I love when other people are as stupid as me.
His name is really hard to pronounce because it's Polish, and it has like
she totally knows this is a thing. Do
yeah,
not play.
Is it like Puzlovsky or something?
No,
is that right? That's
like no, it's like
I believe it's Shimolusky.
It's like Yanek. But it's spelled with like a Z, yeah. Y, J.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So. But we're not doing presents because Anna's like not into it.
No, we can keep doing it. Just know that I'm not into it.
Oh. Be so mean of us.
That's fine. That's
just
fine.
Carry on.
Oh, no. A fact about Mary that everyone should know is that you should not play Trivial Pursuit with Mary.
Why?
Because she will kill you.
I don't know about that.
I pursue it.
She.
Because you get aggro about it?
No.
Not at all. She just.
You're just very good.
I'm a stone cold killer.
Dude, I am too. I only get aggro about trivia. I'm such a non-competitive person frankly, business and sports and anything. But trivia, I'm like. Laser focus.
We should really play.
Let's go.
I didn't know that.
I challenge you.
Let's play.
I challenge you to trivia.
I take
on
your
this
challenge.
Podcast, and I will.
That's not a bad idea.
I will. What's the word I'm looking for? I will relent. I will. Agree.
Is this the beginning of this?
I dig it. I dig this being some sort of a trivia. There's
trivia.
Being a trivia element.
Yeah,
to it.
We should. We could just have a stack of Trivial Pursuit cards.
Well, okay. We can weave it in. We can weave it into our podcast.
I love this idea.
Or yeah, agenda.
So are you like a new Trivia Pursuit player or do you go for like the older version?
Yeah, I like newer versions.
The older versions are really hard.
Yeah, really too hard. Like geography is not, I have a lot of like shortcomings with trivia, like sports, geography out the window, but like anything pop culture, anything movies, TV, like I can slay.
Very excited for this showdown.
We could like have guests on and just like make them look really dumb. Just,
yeah,
like,
that'd let's
be kind
do
of
it.
Awesome if we just.
But
like...
you already have me. Don't fire me. I'm in.
Oh god.
I'm ready. You have the person.
So, you know, this is Duluth the podcast, and we were talking earlier, and Anna, you were bringing up the Ripsaw, and I thought to myself, like, Yin Play doesn't even know what the Ripsaw.
I know what the
is.
Ripsaw is.
Oh, you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know the Ripsaw, High Plains Drifter, Into the Reader.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Right on.
Transistor.
Sweet. So
you RIP, baby.
Did you know that Lucy, Anna and I both work for the Ripsaw?
I did know that. I did know that.
And we both work for Transistor too.
Yeah.
Miss that.
I was looking through some old.
Tell the people at home those things are.
Okay. So Anna, you go ahead.
The Ripsaw was an alternative news weekly, and it was the first in Duluth that had that publication range. I'm going to guess that there were zines and other alt pubs before that, but it started in 1998, and it died just a catastrophic glossy death in 2002 or 2001.
Actually, I think it was like 2004 or five.
Oh, no way. We were there that long.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, man. Yeah. So Mary and I both worked for them. They had a distribution of like 15,000. They got into the Association of Alternative Newsweekly's first try, which is like on. And it was fun. It was really fun. It was like this incredible scene where we finally got to connect with the arts and, you know, music scene of Duluth and give it, you know, be a part of giving it a voice. I wasn't that involved in that part of it. I did my own thing, but that's what the Ripsaw's kind of mission was.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
It was very cool. And I always have thought of it as cool. Like it was a big part of like my 20s. But I was just looking at some old issues today because I have physical copies of the Ripsaw.
Nice.
And I was just like, holy shit, this was a gift to our community.
Yeah.
And honestly, totally. If it was still circulated today, I think that people would actually read it. Like I forgot. And of course, like, you know, you put on blinders a little bit to like, especially if you're a contributing writer to what other people are contributing, but there was like a outdoors column and like a whole art review column, like really, and everything was very excellent. Well written, like really good contributors.
What are you sad?
I'm sad. We don't have
it was so good.
Shit anymore.
Nowhere. City Pages is toast. They're all toast because ad revenue. Like the internet, killed.
I wish we had enough stuff going on that could populate a alternative media source.
We do.
You know what
we
I mean?
Probably do. Then. Everybody used to say
it's
that.
It's not
then.
Stuff I like. What about me? Right. That's what I'm saying.
You want your own alternative.
Yeah. Why doesn't someone do that for me?
All right. I'm not willing to commit.
I'm not entitled, but why not me?
Well, why don't you start? Why don't you restart the Ripsaw and start some other?
Yeah, buddy.
I know.
The calls are coming from inside the house. Do it.
Yeah, because I think what the Ripsaw did, like if you look at the first couple issues, it was about local politics. There was like a lot of development going on at the time that folks were skeptical.
Scandal.
Of. Yeah,
scandal. Big scandal. The Tech Village was a scandal.
It was a huge scandal.
Oh, I bet. Job Z, stuff like that.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, the Tech Village.
That was the original, like, kind of instigating.
It was. And it was in the spot that was that corner of Lake and Superior Street was a parking lot and the Wabasha bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Nudie Butkins bookstore.
Yeah.
And it was just like
titties.
It was very, very Duluth. You know, like, and so anyway, it was just this huge scandal that this Tech Village was going in and the way it all went down and blah, blah, blah. So that's what it started as. And then it grew and grew and grew. And I think because it promoted what culture there was, like more culture.
Yeah.
I think that's certainly what it is. Like you can see artists
see
like cropping up. You can see, because they had a platform.
It's like it makes it an accessible scene and aids participation.
Yeah.
When it's visible like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because we don't have that. That's
like,
true.
Wusso's in West Duluth. Has always done this thing.
Oh, they changed the name while I was in the coma?
They're Wusso's now.
Because it's not what it was, which
it's
I'm not going
to
say
no,
out of my mouth.
It's not that. They changed the name.
To ever say that again.
Oh.
I accidentally
what was wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. Not
well, how come you're not saying it?
Because
I don't even remember.
It's the name that's lost.
Yeah, it's
time.
Lost in
that's
time,
so
like
long.
Sand through the hourglass.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. I think that might have been what it was.
But they have this event called One Week Live, which is all these different bands playing at their venue, and they still have it. Like, I think it's happening now or soon or something, but I was looking through this old copy of the Ripsaw and they had an entire like insert just based on that with like half pages devoted to each band that was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It was totally great, with great photography and great layout. And
remember Chuck Watson?
Yes,
I do. Chuck Watson.
No. Yeah. So anyway,
Chuck.
You love him. He's a drummer.
I don't know.
Or maybe you'd hate him. You wouldn't hate him.
He was like definitely like one of the backbones. There were several backbones.
Yeah.
It was a monster.
What a beast.
Yep. It was a crazy Guillermo del Toro creature is what it was. That's not actually far from a good description.
It was.
Yeah. But it was really fun and kind of astonishing, and ended up creating this cool feedback loop and this whole like culture of people. And we really got wasted at the North Shore a lot.
Sick. Dude, I love that.
Yeah. It was great.
It was great.
And then it started to die.
At the North Shore. Dude, I still...
And the Red Lion?
Red Lion!
Oh my God. Oh,
the Red Lion.
No, I'm so sad I missed that era. Possibly? My good buddies around it. Yeah, like Keep Aways era, stuff like that.
Yep.
The juiciest juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great.
So there was no ad revenue because of so many reasons. And so the Ripsaw started to implode and became a glossy outdoor magazine for just a minute. And then that folded for whatever reasons. I don't know them. And then we created the Transistor. There was a little mini exodus of people from the Ripsaw to kind of try to keep the calendar alive, because we were like deeply devoted to the idea of providing a calendar of events.
Yeah. And many content creators, like basically the patron saint of the Ripsaw, Paul Lundgren is one of the co-creators of Perfect Loop Day.
Yeah,
and does a great job editing the content there. And
does my OnlyFans qualify me as a content creator?
It definitely does.
Okay.
Do you legit have an OnlyFans?
I refuse to answer that question.
Why?
That's a dumb thing for a business owner to say. I didn't mean to put you on the sport. You put yourself there.
You have an elite OnlyFans.
Is that a thing?
Probably.
Elite.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
You have an OnlyFans and you only have one fan, but they pay like $50,000.
That's what I mean by OnlyFans.
they're in like sugar mommy, sugar daddy territory. It doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, you're in like the diamond district.
I'm not.
That's a vibe.
You have to like push the button to get in.
Red diamond district. That's a viable career path these days. That were like workforce development.
Oh, it definitely is.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, as a person with a disability, I've been thinking about it a long time. Are my only two options like...
sugar daddy ship?
Yeah.
It was like porn.
Sex work.
Sex work, and then shoot, what else? What else? What else? What else?
I think it might just be that.
Barista?
Yeah. No.
No, not exactly. Right.
Data analysis. Shit.
Podcaster. Regular, that's why.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Those are the two things. Yeah, you have, those are your options, I guess.
Yeah.
And then warrior poet. I mean, you're knocking that one out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Actually,
warrior poets.
Yes. There's a slide cult. That in there.
Well, I don't know if everybody considers it a cult, so I don't want to lead with that, because I think it's actually a meaningful spiritual identity for some people.
Sounds like a cult.
Whatever. Teal Swan. So no, it's a it and sorry, Teal Swan. Don't hex me. Okay, does everybody remember the Cozy Bar?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It burned down not once, not twice, but three times.
It's not open anymore. Meth labs. That was my problem.
Says a lot about the Cozy Bar that you driving by would be like, that is continues to be the same establishment it always was. It's been burned, abandoned, neglected, and condemned in the last decade.
And Google it,
Mary's
folks.
Like, let's stop in.
Cozy Bar Duluth.
Love that place. Looks just like I remember it. And it
does.
The only difference is there's no rascal out front, because like there was always a rascal. You know, the little scooters.
Yeah, like a city bug.
Yeah, you had a person.
Right. I'm gonna do a move here. I'm gonna dangerous minds you guys.
Oh, are you about to get real with us?
Yeah. Folks at home, I just flip my chair around, kind of hanging over the back of it.
Oh know.
Watch this, guys. Watch this.
Oh, Mr. Vincent's going to lay some solid wisdom on us right now.
Doing some great, this is great content for a podcast. Completely visually oriented. What I'm doing that? Some physical gags,
that,
folks.
That, what is that movie? The Stand
Dangerous
movie?
Minds. Stand and Deliver.
Stand, that's it.
Stand with me. Stand with me.
That movie sounds shitty.
I've seen every 1980s movie with the word stand.
Stand and Deliver. Is that Edward James Olmos
yes,
in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that one. He inspired those at-risk youth.
He really did.
You guys are tearing up. We're all crying right now. Man, would you just watch Stand and Deliver? That could be a podcast. Not talking about it, just watching it.
Yeah, silently.
Wait, let's all watch it now. And okay. Then we'll come back after the break.
All right. Okay.
That was
better than I remember.
Holy shit.
How at risk those youth were.
Did
and
he
then
win
they're
an Oscar
inspired.
For this? He better have won an Oscar for that.
He won the street.
Guys,
he won the
I feel
people's
like I
Oscar.
Gave up on my poetry career too soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
yeah.
Said, what was the first thing you said to me? Your face is medicine.
Yeah.
That was those the words?
I stand by that.
Damn,
I stand
that was a good
with
one.
Do you
that
stand and
one.
Deliver
I stand with you and deliver it.
All right, let go of my ear. You don't need to. Say it into my okay.
I made it all one sentence. I get so good about that.
You know, you're giving me Michelle Pfeiffer Dangerous Minds vibes right now.
You're giving Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah. And that's how I was sitting, was Dangerous Minds. This is
yes.
This is her, yeah.
Which that's is it. Stand and Deliver, but with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, dudes,
oh
can
God,
we have
what?
A Fife corner? Can we have a Fife corner right
oh,
now,
yeah,
just for a
absolutely.
Second? Maybe the most influential female actress of like the 80s and 90s, to me at least. I think she's the most impactful mm-hmm. presence. She can just flip a movie on its head.
She's
oh
amazing.
My God, she's the best.
Yeah. What's your favorite Fife?
Dude, that's tough.
You gotta Fife it down.
I mean, honestly, Catwoman, she's so funny. She's so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Then she's so intense, insanely sexy, mm-hmm. just like rad. Dude, honestly, in the beginning where she's like the assistant character, she's so fucking funny.
Yeah, with the glasses. Mm-hmm.
Dude.
Yeah, right?
I gotta rewatch
oh
that.
My God.
It's really good. It holds up. I've watched it kind of recently.
She walks into her apartment. She says, honey, I'm home. Then she says, oh yeah, I don't have a husband.
Yeah, she's just like. Anna, favorite Fife?
I recently watched Stardust again, and I enjoy her as a decrepit witch.
I don't know about Stardust.
It's excellent.
I don't know that. I don't know from Stardust.
It's excellent. It's a good one.
What year is that?
It's magical. It's the Naughties, probably.
The Naughty Oddies.
I think so.
All right.
Parrot Story. I want to tell Parrot Story. Pen and
my,
Parrot Story.
I gotta say my
you're
yeah,
right.
What's your
Fife?
Fife Dog Mary over here.
It's really hard because she's so good in Grease 2. She's
oh,
so good in
that.
Scarface.
Oh, I forgot about the Scarface. I've never seen it.
And she's so good in Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah,
oh,
Witches of Eastwick
Witches
goes
Eastwick.
Hard.
Eastwick. I forgot about that too.
Dude, George Miller? George Miller on the film? Australian director?
George Miller.
George Miller?
He was the one who directed that?
Yeah, he did Mad Max.
Yeah.
Max?
I know.
Oliver Word with Lord Humongous? Seems like a reasonable man. Good shit.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I like
very good.
That.
I mean, you have me on the pod. I do. I can do no preparation
our
for
own
reason.
Accent that we think we're good at.
Yeah.
That we're not good at any of them.
Well,
you,
we'll be the judge of that.
You don't think you're good at any accents?
No. Not.
Oh, I don't think that's true. Mary is my sister, and it's hurting my feelings that she doesn't think that she's good at accents because they think she's good at everything. She's really good at everything.
One thing I can't do accents. I really can't.
Well, it had to be something.
It yeah.
That's
yeah,
your wabi sabi. That's your gold vein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My only flaw.
You're just that one flaw that you have.
And that's it.
Yeah, yeah, not hubris, apparently. That's not, okay. No, that's
no.
Clearly not it.
Like, I can't like sing, dance, or do accents. Like definitely out for acting.
disagree, maybe agree.
I've never been in a situation where around you where there would be singing or dancing.
We could do we Maxwell change Edison that, though. For you right now. We have a whole routine that we've been doing since we were small children.
Is it a dance routine?
It is.
Should I do a live reaction?
Well, you know what? Now that we're talking about it, I did win the townwide lip sync contest with Jacqueline Olsen.
Yeah, doy.
Back in like 1987. George Michael's Faith.
Oh yeah. How did you dance to that? It's so fast.
You did
80s dance.
What I do is I make up for it with enthusiasm every time. Like with the lip syncing, like I can really just like distract everybody from the fact that I can't really dance.
Is that what everybody's doing when they dance though? Really?
No, there's really genuinely good dancers.
Yeah, in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a hot take? Genuinely good dancers in the world? All right, here. Let's do a cover corner quick.
You're looking for objectively, like they're objectively good dancers versus like people who are like, I get more vibe off of and more feeling off of somebody who's just dancing their face off than I do somebody who's like, chappy, chappy.
Speak on the topic of Faith. Can we do a cover corner right now where we talk about song covers and which ones are, if the cover's better than the original?
Because
I gotta say,
but you're not gonna talk about
George Michael's Faith. Yes, I'm gonna talk about George Michael's Faith and say that I really think that Limp Bizkit does it better. I think Limp Bizkit does Faith on $3 bill, y'all. Yes.
Fine.
Yes, my opinion. Is that I think Limp Bizkit killed it, and I think it's maybe their best song.
I think
it's better than the original.
Let's listen to it. We can listen to like 20 seconds.
All right, let's do it right now.
Better.
See, amazing, guys. Did I change your mind?
You know, it actually is terrible. It's terrible. It is awful.
It fucking rules.
What's your favorite song by Creed?
My favorite original song that was then made into a cover that no one remembers there ever was an original is Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Remember that song?
Yes.
There's an original song. Yes.
This is how I feel.
So the original is by this punk band, just like, what is it? What are they like? Finnish? This like Finnish punk band named Edna Swap.
What?
And it fucking rips.
Edna Swap?
Edna Swap. It's from 1991. And it rules.
It does. The lyrics are very punk.
Yes.
Yeah.
It goes hard.
We have a related discovery that we made whilst familying some time ago, in which we realized listening to funk in the background that the hook from Get Lucky, Daft Punk's fucking amazing song, Get Lucky, comes from this amazing funk song.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
It's so samples. Good. You know what we'll do here, listener, is we'll post links to all of these things along with the podcast so you can roll with us on all these things. And of course, weigh in on your five take.
Oh my God. So this is the reverse of what you're talking about. Well, it's kind of what you're talking about though, where I was familiar with the song as the cover only and recently learned that there was an original version that was much, much better.
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of what we're talking about.
You're talking about. Talking.
That's almost like what we're talking about. It's related enough.
So, you know, the song by Sheryl Crow, The First Cut is the Deepest.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The original version is by Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
And it totally rips. It's awesome.
Yusef Islam's like,
trust me, listen to that. Everyone should do themselves a favor and listen to that version of the song.
Talk about cover and Cat Stevens, Yusef Islam. My good boy, Jake Stein, shout out Jake Stein. He's got a great cover of Moonshadow. You know that song, Moonshadow?
Yeah, of course.
But it's about dune buggies.
Oh.
All I ever wanted was a dune buggy. Dune buggy. Hopping and leaping on a dune buggy. Dune buggy. Great.
Yes.
That's a good cover.
Very good. Yeah.
And if I ever roll this car, I'll be fine because it has roll bars.
I was a dune buggy. Dune buggy. Right, Maria, you actually were a little bit flat on that. I was at an F sharp. Anna was tonic with me. You were a little bit, so I'm not disagreeing that. Yeah, you need to.
Okay, so I love Sheryl Crow, and I know that I'm probably the only person in the room that really loves Sheryl Crow.
I like Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow.
You said that. Sheryl Crow. High voice for somebody telling the truth.
This stands for Crow.
Sheryl.
I'm gonna need you to come out of your head voice before I believe you. Down in the throat voice, and then I will listen.
So I
But wait, finish that.
Okay.
Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
Her like. Okay, I mean, I think that All I Want to Do, like, that's a good song because it's a good poem, but I think most of her popular music is not my favorite part.
You're saying she was originally wrote, All I Want to Do Is Zoom a Zoom, 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 and a Boom, Boom, Just Shake the Rim. That was Sheryl? Wild.
She's fucking talented. There's no denying that.
All right, no, but I like, she has a lot of other songs that are not famous songs that I. And I'll share those as well. No one will listen
those
to them.
Those deep cuts.
The deep cuts. Yeah.
The deep crow.
The first cut is the deepest. Like, there's something to do there. I'm getting a little punchy.
Can I have some sympathy in our audience for the sister glance? If you get hairy eyeball from your sister, there is no hairier eyeball.
I'm yes-anding the fuck out of this right now.
Not your eyes.
I need everyone to know that.
Your eyes are definitely not.
All right, set us back on a track.
So, interesting. Every time I hear about Sheryl Crow in that song, All I Want to Do, I think back to when I was planning on going to college when I was in high school, like many of us, and was doing the interviews. So back then, I don't know if they do this anymore. You had to like interview at the college with fucked people.
Up. That's because you went to big time colleges because you.
Well, this was a real big time college called Marlboro, which is this private college in Vermont in the woods.
Yes, she got into all kinds of big time colleges.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's really not the point of this at all.
Yeah.
She's smart.
So I was interviewing with this guy, a professor at Marlboro. He was an English professor because I was thinking about going, you know, that's kind of what I was going to pursue. And I don't know how it came up at all, but he was the poet that wrote that song.
What the fuck, Mary?
Yes. Yes.
The Marlboro man.
The Marlboro man wrote All I Want to Do
Is Have Some Fun.
And. Yeah. It was.
He likes a good beer.
He was one of the saddest 30-something-year-old white men. He was very, very sad about it. He was just, he was like, that was basically the, you know, the highest point. Well, and who knows? Maybe now he's like, you know, won the Pulitzer or something. I have no clue. But at that point, that was kind of like, that was it, you know, and it was the song that was, I don't know if he was.
How was those residges pleased. Though? Did he get the residges?
I don't know. We didn't get into points? It. I was like 17.
That's probably why he was depressed.
Do you get residuals?
But I think he was kind of like, why do you want to pursue English? Why do you want to write?
You should learn. Did he recommend you go into like contract law or something like that? That could be indicative of his back end points or lack thereof. Okay.
He probably didn't. I was too stupid to listen.
Can we get him on the horn?
We should.
Marlboro man, get on the pod. Defend yourself. Defend your back end points.
We should do interviews.
Well, with that guy. It's not like we can't. It's just we haven't done this in 3 years. So we sure can.
In a fucking coma, Ian.
Yeah, no excuses. My parent was like feeding me seeds, dropping seeds in my mouth throughout over the 3 years. That's how I sustained itself. That's where I have a bond.
Parents live a long time.
Yeah.
They do.
Like
Anna has
years.
A parrot in her family.
I do.
A parrot. It's in the mix.
It's like it's a nephew.
I don't know what he is.
I don't know. That can't be right.
A bird few, a pet few. He's a pet few. He's yeah. I can't remember what he.
Pet is short for pet few.
Is he?
Bike is short for bicycle. I love the internet. I can't take credit for any of that.
He is really, really grumpy. He's kind of menacing.
Yeah, he's middle-aged, and I feel like that's understandable. He's sore and
hasn't
tired.
He seen like 3 generations?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be depressing.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Not my joke, but the thing about having a bird is like you're taunting them day in and day out. Like, hey, remember that thing that makes you special? You know, the flying thing. That's not why don't you go ahead and stay in this cave. We're gonna rip that away from you.
For 300 years.
Not my bit. But that's a good bit.
I have
for
one job. Years.
Hear that thing?
Yes, because they live a long time.
Yeah. It's like having a pet vampire.
Oh, is it like that?
Kind of.
Okay. Yes, and.
In
yes,
the,
and.
In the immortal sense.
It's
you
all
know?
Catherine Deneuve's collection.
It's
kind of
like being a familiar. It's kind of like having a pet
Dragula.
All right.
I think we have like a determination, a podcast. We've decided like early on that the podcast wasn't going to be about anything in particular.
It was fluid.
Like we deliberately made a decision that it was a podcast about nothing. And I think that sticking with that is a good idea. I'm certainly like I said, I'm game to ride along on a Reagan conversation if we're going to have one. Although I feel like we covered pretty thoroughly that.
Yeah. I think we explored Reagan.
Yeah.
That it was.
That was a deep dive. Could be described as a deep dive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
my head is just full.
This the name of this episode is the Reagan Deep Dive.
Do you think that we could consult just see how deeply we could go into Reagan just by adding modifiers to the chat AI?
I think we could have
murder Western.
What is it called? Like sections of the podcast. What's the fucking word?
Segments
mm-hmm. where we could like try that modules. And then also like have a trivia segment or something like that.
Love it.
Where we try to make Anna look stupid.
Yes.
That could be
but
fun.
Then in that case, we should have Anna's corner. Where
yes.
She makes us
Anna corner.
Feel stupid.
Yes.
Look stupid.
Yeah. Not,
and feel it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I'm just really into like ganging up and getting you guys, pit you guys against each other. It's like such a neutral party here.
We've been doing since we were born.
Nice.
So that's fine.
You
like
should like
hats.
Learn more about our parents in order to really get us. Going against each other.
I know quite a Anna and I used to be I think we've talked about this. We were colleagues for maybe like 5-6 years. Awesome, best colleague I've ever had. 100%. But yeah, I learned a lot about your parents over that over that time period.
So you got all the feelings.
We had a lot of dude seriouslys, Anna and I.
We did have a lot of dude seriouslys.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocked.
Instant like.
Yeah, solidarity.
There you are. Let's go do stuff.
Emotional solidarity.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so nice.
Yeah.
On
one team.
That's really good to have.
From Joe.
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we just do it as a side hustle with this.
Yeah.
So sign on to our Patreon, which is forthcoming, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
Because we're trying to cash in, because this is we're trying to make money here. This
yeah.
is a, this is a get rich quick scheme.
If we make enough money, we will start another ripsaw and we will...
Mary's starting
that.
A new ripsaw. Anna and I are going to be supportive.
So supportive.
Smiling.
So supportive,
dude. Like,
wicked support.
That's all I need is your support, honestly.
Okay.
Good, because you're not getting anything else.
No money.
Nothing
yeah,
else
no
I can
money.
Do. Is this a pod? Is that the pod?
I think we did it. We did the thing. So
I'm kind of sad that we didn't. I'm kind of sad that we didn't get Chris Walken or anything. And we got to like get some steam back into the pod and get some more sponsors. And maybe that can happen.
Exactly. I'd love to have Sheryl Crow on our next podcast.
Dude, that would rule.
See what I can do.
Yeah, I wonder if someone can.
Yeah,
I wonder if someone could do a Sheryl Crow impression out of both of
you. At the same time.
We could do like a Lori Povich style thing. Like, we could be like gotcha to that guy. We could have him as a guest.
Do you remember?
And then have her come in.
Are four into gotcha journalism?
We get heavyweight.
That would rock.
Get heavyweight it.
What does that mean?
There's another podcast. Can you can reference other podcasts in your podcast.
You can reference everything but their podcast.
Okay, you know what?
Those are the rules.
Okay.
This person
has a thing. This is podcast law. It's podcast law.
We're
I have
like
a
pirates.
Minor in podcast law
from
University of Phoenix. I got it over the pandemic.
After the coma, or while of a coma.
Yeah, they put the can, NIMBY put the cans on my head and just like fed me courses, audio courses through my head. So I picked it up. It was like Neo jacking in like Kung Fu into his spinal column.
Okay, so
like
I know we're like
B-level.
We're talking about wrapping up. Like, yeah. So I get that. I respect it. I hear you guys, but The Matrix.
Oh yeah.
So Greg and I were in Minneapolis last week. We're staying in a hotel and like whatever. Greg. We went and did stuff. Okay, guys.
And you're right. But that is a collective hallucination. Minneapolis does not actually exist.
Dude, what if The Matrix? Do you think about that? Yeah. I'm still recovering from 420 session.
So we turn on the TV and there's like, you know, 10 channels or something. And The Matrix is on one of them.
Yeah.
And it was like the first Matrix. And I've seen the first Matrix and so is Greg. And we're like, oh, it's the, you know, it's The Matrix, whatever. And then we're like, well, what's going on? Like, what is this? What is the what's The Matrix? Who's this guy?
What's the Matrix? Taylor's all this time.
We went into the like
you guys inceptioned yourself.
Yes, we went into the whole Matrix.
Happened to the best of us.
And we kept this like we're watching it, and I don't know if it's because we're old or if this just is what The Matrix does.
Yeah.
But we kept asking each other questions as if the other person would suddenly know or like remember. And neither of us did.
You're trying to Socratic method this bitch.
Exactly. And I really, really.
I'll explain it to you. Here, I'm going to explain.
I recorded that.
I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to explain to you the whole premise of The Matrix in a Socratic way, which is what if people is batteries?
That's
it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Is there a real world?
Oh yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, well, what if? I mean, I think I nailed it. I think I answered all your questions there. With
you
what
don't
if
know
people,
how to answer?
What if people
does.
Is batteries?
I think that is your placebo answer, and you have like, and if that makes you feel,
that's your blue pill, man.
Real,
dude. That's so red pilled of you to say.
By the way, just briefly. If you are Inception, why are you being such a Trinity right now?
You should be Morpheus.
Dude, Morpheus is in retrograde, and I can't fucking even right now. It's.
Hey, you guys, I know a lot about this. Do you want to talk about?
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
About the retrograde.
What? No, not that part. No, not that part.
The Matrix.
No, I don't know anything.
I actually know a shitload about the Matrix. Yeah, there's a real world in the Matrix. They're in it. That's where the it's not the Nostromo. It's fucking Alien. It's where their ship is and stuff. That's a real world.
The ship?
Yeah,
the ship that they're riding.
Yeah, but so what is that? Like they're in, real world. On Earth, like on wheels, driving around?
No, not in wheels. They're floating around.
Is there an atmosphere?
Ship. Yeah. Something. Yeah, they scorched the sky because they thought, the humans scorched the sky because they thought if they killed solar power, it would like wipe out all the machines.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
The machines they figured out another way to
congrats, mankind. You played yourself once again.
Big time.
That's another part of the premise.
How does the Earth exist without the sun?
It kind of does.
It does. It's just shitty.
Yeah.
How do you breathe without it and stuff?
Not good.
Yeah, I think that.
What's the point of even fighting then? Why don't you just be a battery?
Dude, well, isn't that interesting?
Why Duder jumped back in his battery, he, like betrayed all his buddies and was like, sign me up for a stake.
Who did? Neo?
No, I can't remember. Oh, sorry if I'm spoiling anything.
Oh, no, you're talking about, dude, if you haven't spent 2 hours of the last 23 years and dedicated to Matrix, I have no fucking sympathy for you.
Well, I
whatsoever.
Do, and that's
you're
be,
talking
like,
about
really bum someone out because that one guy.
Yeah, you're talking about Joey Pants.
I am talking about Joey Pants, and I can't believe you remember who he is.
Who's Joey Pants?
Joey Pants.
Is that the Matthew Lillard character?
There's no Matthew Lillard character. Talking about Mouse?
Wouldn't it be so awesome if he was
no.
talking about?
I'm glad he's not. Oh, do you
Will
know?
Sweden?
Hey, did you guys know that Will Smith was originally cast as Neo?
No.
That's a shoot. Yeah.
Oh, man, that would
hey,
be
speaking
great.
Of, I was in a coma. Anything interesting about Will Smith in the last couple of years?
Gosh.
Well, that's our podcast, folks. Thanks for tuning in as we get our wheels under us. What do you think? Do we wrap it up or do we keep going?
Yeah,
All right.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
So thank you. And we will be back when we're back.
Yeah, welcome back.